Our next guest is a board member of AFL Samoa, junior teammate. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you going?
Good. Now, the player in question who was abused, Agape Patolo, is he of Samoan descent?
Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
Right. And was the abuse, was it pretty racial and pretty nasty?
It started off as your regular sort of, you get underneath the opposition's best player's skin, and then it's just, as the game wore on, they realised that it wasn't working, so it kept getting worse and worse. And then, yeah, the racial vilification stuff came out, and it just, it turned really nasty.
And how is Agape now?
Agape is not in a good way, to be honest with you, Tom. His family and Agape have really gone through it this week. It's something that is quite prevalent, not just with him, but with other players of coloured in local footy systems. And yeah, they're just really feeling, the hurt right now.
Okay, has it happened before?
Yes, he's copped it before, but not with the club in question. It's happened to him quite a few times throughout his career. It happens to all of us, Tom.
As in all players who are dark-skinned?
Correct. It's prevalent. It's happened, but this example that happened in the weekend that's gone was probably the worst that we've dealt with over the last 15 years of being involved in football. It was quite horrendous.
Now, has the league identified the people who made the racial remarks?
I'm not too sure. It's currently under investigation at this stage. It's a lot of statements have been put forth. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. Agape is a police officer, and he also had fellow officers that were there on the day watching, supporting him. And they've also put statements forward towards the investigation.
And was the racial abuse, was it just people in the crowd or was some of it on field as well?
It started with the guys in the crowd, but then there was an incident in the third quarter where he was racially abused by an opposing player. He actually said to the umpire, are you going to let them say that to me? You can't let them get away with that. And that's where he felt like he wasn't supported in that particular situation.
Right. So he played for Coringal, and therefore it must have been a Pierce-style player who racially abused him.
Correct.
All right, look, we'll keep on top of this. Thank you for your time. Junior teammate there, AFL Samoa board member. You know, that's sad. I mean,